I think we're very close. I would hope that's weeks rather than months, because the Tavinostat is readily available throughout Europe, indeed in the UK and in Northern Ireland, where it's been dispensed. So I would think it shouldn't be too long. And a lot of progress has been made in the last few weeks now that it has been approved by the senior leadership team in the HSE. So it'll now go to the clinicians. I believe that those who require this Tavinostat urgently should have it. And we know of a number of cases in the county. And there's one family where one son has been on Tavinostat for a long time and is in a very active life. The other son needs it very urgently, as does the other boy in the south of the county. So it's good news all around, and everyone has been working very diligently on this. And I must give credit to my colleagues who were involved, and also the minister, who's taken a very active interest.
And it has been very much a cross-party campaign to get this done. Yourself, Deputy Doherty, Deputy Ward, others all working together to try and make sure that this gets over the line. Important now that once it's accepted by the clinicians, that the HSC acts to make this available as quickly as possible.
It's absolutely essential that that happens, and we all know it's expensive, but we shouldn't put a price on the standard of living of young boys who required it so urgently, and I do believe that the department and the HSE should negotiate with the provider of Tavinostat. And I would also suggest that while the country is doing very well, we're receiving substantial taxes, corporation taxes, from the sector, that some of that should be ring-fenced each year to ensure that rare diseases can be financed.